Studio 65 on the Sens Underground Network, welcome to episode 23 and two-thirds of the Sens Call-Ups for Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. I'm Cardinal, I'm here with Canuck and Pan, and we're even more revved up than after Game 1. We had another great game tonight, and since we're not sure when we'll get out, we'll get the full episode out. We're making another mini episode in the meantime. And all I can say is if there was such a thing as an aural hashtag, I'd be using hashtag Pesky right now. Pan, you were at the game. How you feeling?
My back hurts.
That's not what I was expecting.
Now, why the back?
After the Conacher goal, I just jumped out of my seat.
And you hurt your back jumping out of your seat?
Yeah, I kind of screwed it up again.
Oh.
So I'm going to take the afternoon off and get a massage.
Okay.
What?
Hockey love hurts.
Yeah, I know.
Moving on.
Do you want to go with atmosphere? Or are we doing any type of game summary? You're just kind of jumping into things.
We won.
I mean, I'm not even going to do a game summary. We'll do that for the full episode. I have the goal information if we want to refer to it. But nope, go for it. You were at the game. Give us your thoughts because we were
so
watching TV or whatever. So go for it.
So I'm going to all the home games just for the home listener. If I haven't just bragged about that already.
Send in your money.
Donate now.
That means you're doing all the game summaries for the away games then. Perfect. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Being a seventh seed, I'm not. But so compared to the previous game, the energy was not really there.
Really? It sounded good at the beginning of the game.
It sounded okay. Then the Hab fans kind of took over.
Were there more of them this time?
Yeah. I would say so. Either that or they just didn't get killed right off the bat.
Well, we didn't score right off the bat, so
yeah.
Didn't score in the first period. So
exactly. So they were just all proud of themselves. Did you guys hear the Ole chants, or were the Go Sens Go kind of taking that over?
I heard the Pajot one.
Yeah, I heard the Pajot one, but I didn't really hear an ole, ole, ole until after the second Habs goal when they started celebrating their victory a little, well, in hindsight, a little prematurely.
Yeah.
But I didn't even really hear it before then, no.
Phenomenal. Right behind me, and I think some douchebags sold their seats.
Call them out.
I don't know what their names are.
What seats? What
319, row B. I would say seat 3. And
that's a disgrace! That's a disgrace! What a joke!
Nice.
I say, listen, you're sitting behind me. You're obviously going to be able to see everything. I'm sure.
Yeah, well.
Luckily for me though, Big Mac Maddie sits right behind them.
Okay.
And that kid, and you saw it, he doesn't stop.
He's got a set of pipes on him too. Yes.
He does not stop. So I'll get last game. There were two Hab fans there too. And they left midway through the second because of him.
Really?
Has he chirped them? Or just the fact that he's loud?
Yeah. He's obnoxious and he's chirping at them for 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
That might be a little over the top.
Yeah, but this kid's something else. yeah, you know him too quite well too, right? So it's they get real excited. He takes in too much sugar sometimes.
Let's see how that goes tomorrow.
Yeah, I know
it's going to be an ugly crash tomorrow.
Oh, getting it again. Anyway, so I had two Hab fans, and they were, and you'll need to get the clip again. Just every single hit that they talk, hey, and they're just like, oh, nice.
It's typical. Montreal typical.
Everything, the power plays, it's like, oh, you got no shots on us. It's like, yeah, it's an Ottawa power play in the first. We're used to not getting any shots.
We lull you into complacency.
Yeah.
No.
That's just everything. And I think the shots at one point were, 6-0 or 6-1.
That's right.
And they're just like, oh, so look at how many shots you have.
Yeah.
And then after we ended up taking over, like, hey, we got a better save percentage than you do.
That's all you've got.
Are you?
So anyone severely catching up on this podcast, we're talking about game 4. Thank you for that. I think I told you that I wasn't watching this live. I had a practice I was at, so I had it on tape delay. I got back, probably started about a period and a half late, but of course I just watched it on condensed fast forward. No stops, you know, just go, 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 go. And I was upset. I thought Ottawa lacked the killer instinct. I was really hoping they would shake this, and they just, and I still think this. They won the game, but I think they still lack this killer instinct. They were, the first period, they had the penalty. I think it was a hit to Greiba. It was just the perfect scenario. Here you go, taken by the jugular. And no, they just looked lackadaisical. They laid back on the power play and just relaxed. And then they went up 2-0. And I admit I went a little fast forward to caught up to live pretty quickly. So at this point, I was live with everybody around midway through the third period.
It was early in the third, yeah.
And, you know, you saw me, Cardinal. I was texting you. I was upset.
Oh, yeah. We were texting back and forth something fierce.
And I got all of them at one shot.
Stupid reception inside Scotiabank Place.
That's why your Twitter pathetic feeds are so much better. It's a lot better than when I've been drinking all night with Cardinal than take the bus home.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's much better. It's much better when it's me that's on the Twitter feed, because I was sitting at home taking game notes. I was the one who was doing all the tweeting tonight, so it was a little more calm. It wasn't quite as relentless.
Fine, then you can get my share of the pay for this podcast.
Cool, thank you.
3 times 0.
You doubled it. Thank you.
But as I understand it, during this game, we're still down 2-0.
You were, that's right. When you came up to live, they were still down 2-0.
Still down 2-0. And I don't recall if it was before the goals start happening or not, but they showed the RSU video on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to have to describe it, because I haven't even seen this darn thing.
There's just a couple of people on it, and I was actually quite surprised on the audio thing.
So I know the guys, and I got a recap of who was on it. So what was it? I was saying, time to get pesky?
Nope.
What the hell? That was my keynote.
No, it was something like, it's time for beast mode.
Time for beast mode. Okay.
And it's just great when you see a guy that just looks like Anderson on the screen saying it's time for beast mode. And I saw a couple of people just kind of stare at it and go, what? Is that him? Mr. Anderson, can I get your autograph, please?
And then Sean, I don't know if you met Sean, but he's the one probably yelling like, let's go, or something like that, right?
Yeah, there's one of them like that. Was he in a couple?
Yeah,
probably. Okay, yeah, so that's him. And Matt made it too. Matt's everywhere. That kid doesn't stop talking.
It worked.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
So now, the building, on watching the game on television, the building seemed pretty quiet right until about 11:55 of the third period.
Gee, I wonder why.
there were moments. Now, I have to say that the Alfie chance came through very clearly on television. There were a couple of Subban sucks that came through pretty clearly on television. And a few other things. So, I mean, it wasn't silent, but it wasn't sustained noise. It wasn't, ongoing noise. But oh, no.
So this just in, actually, Montreal police are investigating that goal. Should have been a no goal by Zibanejad.
Mm. Good luck with all that.
That's typical.
It is typical.
It's typical! Montreal typical!
Well, apparently,
if you guys didn't like Schnappy, man.
Yeah, well, apparently the new nickname for Craig Anderson is the Habs Burglar.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I think that's very solid. I'm very impressed with that.
Boy, now, if you're Team 1200, you have that doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, trademark. Yeah, but we don't, so that's okay. Now, I was watching the first, I guess I watched the second and third periods on television. I was listening to the first period on the radio while trying to do game summaries and trying to make myself supper, which I never actually did. Yeah. And then my laptop ran out of power right at the beginning of the overtime. So I had to, come into my office and plug my laptop in. So I was listening to the Team 1200 online. So I'm 45 seconds behind, and I'm monitoring Twitter, and I'm watching the game, the forums on Sens Underground, and I'm trying to write game summaries. And suddenly it starts coming up in Twitter, and the first thing that comes up is the actual Sens Twitter feed, Tourist! ! And I went, oh, something interesting just happened. And then Twitter went crazy. I went, oh, I guess I'm going to be hearing a goal in a few seconds. And sure enough, I heard the game-winning goal right after that. Like, oh, I kind of wish I'd seen that, but oh well.
Carlos, get out of the office!
I was too lazy to crawl under my desk and pull out the power supply from my laptop. I admit it.
When they tied it up with a, what was it, 20-some seconds to go?
Well, hey, you know
1937.
Yeah. Like, I was in a quiet house. Everyone was sleeping. So I just kind of ran around the house. Of course, I made enough noise running around, not saying anything.
Papa, is there an issue?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there an issue?
But nice. When they scored in overtime, we just did the pump fist in the air, and I just stood there. I didn't even move. I heard the phone buzzing. Just stay right there. I'm not moving.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Then my phone started to go crazy as well. So, yeah, that was quite something. So how loud was it in the building?
So really up to – who scored for – Zibat.
Zibat,
11:55.
So that – it was all Habs. Then Zibad scored with, well, that 11:55 left or 10 minutes left. So that got the crowd back into it.
Yep.
From the, they were that point, I think the sound was about equal. The Ottawa fans really started cheering more. And then after Connacher scored, it was just awesome.
It sounded really good on television. It sounded
absolutely
deafening.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen anything like that. It was just incredible. Then when the overtime started, and we saw Budai come in.
Yeah, how did the building react to that?
Well, I immediately turned around and looked at the two Hab fans behind me. One of them looked like he was going to cry.
Well, if you had Alex Auld coming in an overtime game in the playoffs, wouldn't you?
I'd probably just leave, beat the rush.
Yeah, right. Well, not bad.
I was laughing when the Connacher goal was scored. I'm sure there must have been people who had left early, going, "Oh, no. this is gone over." No. For once, Ottawa fans actually stayed
with the pressure that they had. No one left.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to be wrong on that.
We could really see them coming. That's what I hate is when people leave when the shootout's about to start. It's like, listen, this is going to take 5 minutes.
Yes, but in 5 minutes, I can be in my car.
No, I know.
You know, that's the way they're thinking. But
well, I guess if you're just used to seeing an old tie game back in the day, right?
Nothing wrong with a tie, but we won't get into that tonight.
Anyway, no, I don't think anyone left.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. I'm very happy to hear that.
Just awesome. So, what was I going to say? They just look like they're going to cry. And I just turned to them after. I was just like, even you guys hate Budai, don't you? It's like, no, he's a good goalie and everything else. I was like, no, we like him. We just like Price better. It's like, freaking homers. Nobody likes Peter Budai. So, I don't know.
Well, it's a bit like Alex Auld, you know? We like Alex Auld sitting on the bench.
So, Pan, did you get to the game early? Because it was just a gorgeous day here in Ottawa. High 29, sunny, clear. It looked like there's a lot of tailgating going on.
I only got there around 6-ish.
Did you meet any of the crew that was tailgating out there?
Yeah, so thanks, Chris, for the free hot dogs. That was really nice.
So you didn't have to buy one once you got inside to go with your Coke?
Oh, no. You don't break the tradition. So, so Chris was there, met Cassie. Morris was there again. I think she was Cassie the intern before.
Okay. All right. The one from Twitter.
Her. Yeah, and I also met Marley and her friend, whose name I don't remember. I didn't do a recording with them because it was just a little bit too loud, and so we'll give her a shout maybe.
She drove
from Oakland, New Brunswick.
She said Florenceville, but
okay, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's close enough. At least a good 9-hour drive.
So, yeah,
9 hours in a day.
Ah, that's child's play. I've done 16. By myself in a car with no cruise control and no air conditioning. I knew that was coming. And her friend's name is...
I had to dust off the Snappy there.
9 hours is nothing. I mean, it's good, but it's not the end of the world.
It's typical. It's Canuck typical.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was lost. Yeah, so I met them. But not only that, Colonel, they've got to go home now.
They're not staying anywhere overnight?
I don't know.
Oh, surely.
They're in the market, they said, so...
Okay, well, I'm hoping they stay, because that'd just be insane. So, yeah, hopefully we can get them on. And well, if it's going this weekend, maybe we can just do a season summary.
Wait, I think she sent you her number. Right about now, let's call. Just do the random call.
That's going to be an awful quality.
In the bag.
Do you want to do it?
In the bag.
Anyways, so I guess I'll go into the overtime with the crowd?
Absolutely. Yep. Go. Go.
So the second that the Turris shot went in, all the Hab fans vanished. I didn't see a single one.
Just poof.
I saw a couple of notes on Twitter that they were that people who were at the game saw Habs fans taking their sweaters off as they were walking out of the building. Like they just didn't want to be seen. They wanted to just disappear incognito.
Oh, I totally would. Actually, here. Let's see. I took a video. I don't know how good the quality of the sound will be. That's a picture. That's on the way out.
And these are Sens fans.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been singing Pajot.
He didn't do anything that game, though. He had a very strong game.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately, Pajot? Come on. Yeah.
You didn't score the hat trick. You suck.
A letdown.
Actually,
he had a pretty good game, I thought.
Yeah. He had a really good game. Yep. He was the only one that was... His constant pressure was incredible. Here, I'm just going to send you guys a pic of the crowd. We'll probably use that for the... episode guide too.
You don't have a walrus photo?
Oh, there's swearing on that one. We're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah. No, I wouldn't use that one. I don't know if Pan, if you knew, but the McClone was sitting behind Michel Therrien, and
I heard about that.
Right front row, right behind the Montreal bench.
I guess they must have traded his seat so that he would be over there so we could stare at him, because he was strategic. Behind McClane for the first one.
Oh, well, brilliant. Someone had made a bunch of those face masks of cutouts of McLean's face, but I noticed as soon as the game started, there's a whole bunch of Habs jerseys right behind the bench. Like, well, that's not going to work. So they got the McClone over there.
Labrew made a brilliant one, which I retweeted. He had a really nice design. He took the Sens logo and made it into a Polaris with the mustache. I thought it was great.
Team Walrus.
Absolutely.
The Hab fans are trying to chant Walrus.
That's not an insult. That's a cheer. God,
we've been calling him that for years now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay, chant that. And if you think it's an insult, we'll chant it along with you, because it isn't. So go ahead. Knock yourselves out. Now, one of you put out a request for, not emergency emails, but email for right now. And we actually have three of them.
Woohoo.
Who wants to read the first one? Or who doesn't have them ready? So I'll read the first one. And you guys,
I got them here. Pull them up.
Okay. Which one was first?
Nick.
Okay, go for Nick.
All right, I'll read Nick Bell. WTF, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Those were the two craziest playoff games our Sens have ever played. I was excited for the playoffs, but never expected this insanity. Love it. Go Sens, go. Team Walrus, Diaz for MVP, and last but not least, Leafs suck. Oh. Thank you, Nick.
That's
Nick.
Awesome. Now, there are two left.
You go next. Yeah, I'll take.
Do you want me to read Homer's or do you want me to read Elaine?
Yeah, you can read Homer's. No, I'll just take my sister's one.
Okay. Homer's email. Subject line is, holy crap, what just happened? I don't think we had any business winning game four, but we'll take it. Game four is crucial. My Jedi math says that it's either a 4-0 sweep, 2-2, or 3-1. And there's a big difference between 2-2 and a 3-1 series lead.
Huge.
I'm currently watching the Antichambre on RDS. He's taking over for you. He's taking over for you, Ben. Don't get upset. I'm watching the Antichambre on RDS. Ref Stefan Auger is on his way to the RDS studio to explain why the Zibad goal should not exist. Yeah, no bias there from a ref when one races to a studio to dispute a goal against the Habs. No bias whatsoever.
That's a disgrace! That's a disgrace! What a joke!
Exactly. What can I say about Game 3 except JGP, JGP, JGP? Enough said. I'll consider tonight's win as karma for the NHL for not having any disciplinary action against Montreal after Game 3. And I hope that the 11-year-old from Montreal, who wears her Sens jersey to the game tomorrow, some more karma will be good there, too. Good on Melnick to bring her and her family in for the game. Homer. Now, in case anybody hasn't heard this story, there was a private school in Montreal who had an NHL day earlier this week, and they were
wear your Habs jersey to school, right?
Well, they didn't say that to begin with. They just said they have a uniform too, right? Yeah, there's
so it's a uniform school.
But they said, wear your NHL jersey tomorrow. So everybody in the school comes in wearing Habs swag, except this one girl who shows up wearing her Sens jersey. And then they said, no, we only meet Habs jerseys. You have to take that off. And she said, no, I'm not taking it off. You didn't say that. You said, wear your NHL jerseys. So I am. And they sent her home. So Eugene Melnick heard about this, sent a limousine down to Lachine, which is a suburb of Montreal, to pick the girl and her family up, brought them up, gave them Habs jerseys, and they were his guests at the game tonight. Eugene, good on you. You made us proud. So that's the end of the email from Homer.
Put her up on the big screen.
She was actually on nationwide TV briefly as well.
Oh, was she?
And they explained why she was there and what was going on.
Is it because it's Montreal typical?
did they explain it at the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they in the arena, you know
what happened? Stuntman Stu started to explain it. The crowd got so loud that he couldn't even get through it.
Because they knew.
I guess you guys know about her.
That was awesome.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Mr. Melnick. Well done. Now, Pan, you want to read the third email?
Okay. Oh, he also didn't write JGP, by the way.
No, he didn't write JGP, but that's how we
read it. Get the Anglophone to say it.
Okay, go ahead, Canuck.
Jean-Gabriel Pajot.
Exactly. Well, JGP.
Yeah, just easier.
Is that? It's like
just don't have that butter.
Go for it.
So this one's from Elaine. 3-1, baby. Hey, guys. What a game. I was really nervous. It runs in the family. I was really nervous when Montreal came out of the game. Far more composed than in game two. I think she meant game three. And then got the first goal. But thank you, Zibad, for turning it all around. The second goal was a beauty. Alfie scooping it over the net was a brilliant move. One more win is all we need. It will be really interesting to see how all the Habs accumulating injuries will affect their ability to keep up. Go Sens, and Subban sucks.
Excellent. There was one tweet that I wanted to read. There were a ton of them that came in, especially directed to us, but there was one that particularly came in that I thought was just far too interesting not to share with all our listeners.
Greater than Reimer?
No. That was last night. That was you on a bus after too many pints. But anyway, let's move on.
I missed my stop twice, by the way.
Twice.
That's bad. That's very bad. No, this is a tweet from Neil in County Durham in the United Kingdom. And the tweet was, it's 3:16 a.m. in the UK and there's no chance that I'm sleeping. Luckily, no work tomorrow. I love this team. #SensArmy, #Sens. So Neil was listening until after 3 o'clock in the morning online to be able to take part in this game. So Neil, I hope you're well. You're sleeping. I hope you get this in the morning. Thank you for tweeting us. That was awesome. It's great to hear that there are people, you know, in so far away who are listening.
That was a slow clap.
Well done. But it was a real slow clap, not a sarcastic one.
Yeah, it was a real one. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good job. So, should we try some real live on the fly cuffs stuff? And try to get Marley on the line?
Sure. Give it a try.
All right. This is the unedited version. We're going to do a real call up here. No prep. Calling now.
Ring back while we connect your call.
Ring back.
Oh, custom ringtone.
Hello? Hi, Marley?
Yes.
Hi, it's Pan from the Sense Call-Ups.
Hi.
Hey, Pan. Pan, hey, you guys. Suck.
That's Matt and Chris.
Oh, Matt, we were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah, but what? The Big Mac or what?
That and the chirping. The chirping was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Now, we're not actually here to talk to Matt. We're here to talk to Marley.
Yeah.
And we want your firsthand impressions on what you thought of the game tonight, given that it was your first game that you've ever been to at Scotiabank Place and that you drove 9 hours to get here.
No one ever wants to talk to Matt.
I will tell you. It was emotional. First two periods, I just wanted to drive back to New Brunswick. And I wish I didn't come. But I didn't stop believing because I'm a true Sens fan. That's why I'm here. So the third period came around and we scored. And then 22 seconds left, we scored. And I absolutely lost my mind. And I just knew it. I just knew it. I knew. Overtime was ours, all ours. And I just lost my mind. I won't lie. When we got into the parking lot after, I cried tears of joy because I was so ecstatic, just so happy that I drove all this way to see them win. I just want to tell you right now also, every Sens game that I've been to, they have won. So that's also awesome. But being in Scotiabank was surreal because every time I've gone to a Sens game, it's been an away game for the Sens. So having Sens fans all around me, and I don't know, I can't put it in words. I'm just still emotional about it. It was amazing. It was just absolutely amazing.
That's now, awesome. That was your first game in Ottawa too, right? So your first true home game. Yeah. Where else did you see them?
I've seen them in Montreal, and I've seen them in Boston, which are both a lot closer than Ottawa.
Now, for the rest of our listeners, tell them the quick story about how it is that you came to be here.
In Ottawa?
Yes.
Right now?
Well, my mom and dad met.
Well, I entered the Ultimate Sens Fan Contest, and I worked my butt off. I mean, I didn't sleep day and night for 3 days. I got people all across Canada, all across America, parts of Europe to vote for me because I wanted more than anything to win first place. And that's all I did. Vote day and night, vote, 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 vote. And we were so confident with the amount of votes and the amount of support that I had that I would at least come in the top three. So when yesterday rolled around, and 5 o'clock rolled around, which was the deadline which they were going to contact you, I got no call. So I sat there and I'm like, just be patient, just be patient. You know, you worked your butt off. There's no way that you didn't come in the top three. Well, 7 o'clock in New Brunswick time rolled around, which is 6 o'clock in Ontario. Still no call. I was absolutely devastated. Just devastated. So for about 30 minutes, I had my own pity party. And then my best friend, Angelique, who I'm with today, was like, let's just go to Ottawa anyways. Screw it. Screw the contest. We're Sens fans. You're a Sens fan more than anybody else I know. You're the biggest hockey fan that I know. You need to be in Ottawa. So she put her money together and bought me a ticket. So 8 o'clock last night, the decision came. We bought some tickets. She drove up from Truro, Nova Scotia at 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Landed at my house, Lawrenceville, New Brunswick, about midnight. And I was just so excited. We didn't sleep. I didn't sleep at all, really. We finally got to sleep about 1:30. We slept until 4:30. We got up, got around, and we left Lawrenceville, New Brunswick at about 5:30. I guess it's yesterday morning.
And that's an hour ahead, too.
Right. So it would be 4:30 your time. Wow. And I drove all the way here. Well, I didn't drive a lot of the way because I'm a country girl and city driving scares the crap out of me. But drove most of it. I drove on the clear highways, no traffic.
Sure. Now, you told me that it was pretty smooth sailing all the way up to one city, right?
Yes, one city. We had no problems whatsoever. We did stop just outside Quebec City and get some lunch. And of course, first thing this morning when we got up, we dressed head to toe. Then we painted our faces. Well, we didn't really paint our face, but we put red and black lines across our face. We were all ready to go. I have a Sun Snuggie, so we put that in the back seat, in the window. And so when we stopped outside Quebec, we needed just a little break and some food. And so we stopped at the dollar store, and we got some washable markers. And we're like, you know what? Let's not wait. Let's not be chickens. We're Suns fans. We're going to stop right here in the dollar store parking lot, and we're going to cover this car head to toe Suns. And we did. And it was fine because it was pretty early, so we didn't meet any traffic until about Montreal.
And perfect. Of course, perfect placing.
We had left early enough that we weren't going to meet any traffic, but coincidence had it that there was an accident on the road, which backed up traffic. So when we got into Montreal, we were sitting in traffic, we were surrounded by Habs fans, and I mean surrounded. We were getting honks. We had people yelling at us out the window. There was an elderly gentleman, not overly elderly, but I would say in his late 50s, 60s, who was driving a minivan who literally tailgated us through traffic, yelling out his window at us for about 25 minutes. It was a bit scary.
It's Montreal typical.
Yeah, classy Habs fans.
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's Montreal typical of some Habs fans. I'm just surprised that they would do it for so long.
Yeah. And we're clearly innocent. It's not like we're, going to have a big contest or big chirping contest in the middle of traffic in the middle of downtown Montreal. He was adamant for about 25 minutes.
And if you're a 50 or 60-year-old man running after two young girls, you got problems.
It's crazy. I think it's crazy. And to clarify, we're both 22.
Thank you. Okay. I saw you having the beers. I'm like, I don't know if you're allowed yet. Provinces are different and all, but no. Anyways, well, one thing that you can, before we end the call, I guess, one thing that you can take with you, and I go to a lot of games, and some can be very disappointing. I'm really happy that you got to go to this one. And I would say this would be in the top three games that I've gone to. All have been playoff games. Third Star was, oh man, years ago, it was a Philadelphia Ottawa game, the one where Roenick got knocked out. And this was maybe 10 years ago. After that, possibly tonight. And then, game three was the best game that I've been to. So I'm really happy that you got to see a quality finish to a game. And I was just stressed out during the whole thing. I don't know. You sounded a little bit depressed about being there for the first two periods. But no, I'm really happy that you got to see a game and an ending like that in true peskiness.
Yes, true peskiness.
There you go.
I also like to Twitter. A lot of people on Twitter have dubbed us the Lucky Charms.
Yep. See, we've got to get you and Chris to go to like all the road games now too, because that guy's a lucky charm also. Anyway, all right. So yeah, I guess we'll let you go. Enjoy your night and enjoy your stay in the Capitol.
Okay, thank you so much for calling me.
No problem.
Thanks Marley. Marley.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Go send.
All right.
I don't think, I think that's a perfect note to end on. I don't think we can end on a better note than that.
Oh, I've got a couple.
Okay,
first,
then.
I'm going on a, basically, Corey Conacher's bringing me out to lunch tomorrow.
Oh.
You
Big
bet.
Mac minute!
Oh, yes.
And for you guys in the forums,
exact score prediction.
Oh, jeez. I'm just going to continue with the martyr votes.
Suck it, Canuck.
Exactly.
Nice. Nice. Wow.
Oh, I'm tired.
There's an awful lot we could talk about, but I think we should probably end it right there because that was a pretty good note to end on. I mean, not just Marley's
So that Ben Bishop trade was worth it right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bishop couldn't have sniped that one.
Yeah.
I can't believe you set up that soundbite. Anyway, we're going to be a little late this week with our weekly podcast. So that's why we've done this, another sort of mini episode tonight. But that means there's still time to get email to us about games three, game four, what you think the Sens have been playing so far, whatever you want. We're always looking for email and feedback from folks. Email us at podcast@sensecallups.com. There is a game thread every night in the forums at sensunderground.com. Tonight's was pretty animated. A lot of people there. It was a lot of fun. We were all sort of collectively working our way through the game. So they're a lot of fun. If you're looking, if you're watching the game and you want to be a little more interactive, join us at sensunderground.com. And there's always Twitter. Twitter was certainly pretty quiet, actually, during the game. Wasn't a whole lot going on until the Senators started scoring, and certainly afterwards.
That's because I can't quite get access there.
Yeah, and that's why I want you to beat every game.
Oh!
We will be back later this week with a full episode with game recaps and so on, but really, this was just too good a night to not put an episode out. So until later this week, go pesky Sens, go! We're out.
Know your lefts and rights.
See ya.
It's not my problem. It's not my